Hi, this is Jose from Family First Home Care. How may I help you?
Hello, my name is Samson Banks. You tried to call me earlier in reference
Oh,
to
yeah.
Taylor Banks Martin.
Actually, it was just for a few things. First, I wanted to, well, we received a notification from the caregiver, Georgette, that she was willing to go back and work with the patient, but we first needed to know if, you know, if you agree with that, if you're okay with that caregiver.
Well, see, she hasn't been there in almost three weeks.
Yeah, and we understand that. That's why we ask you in that case if you are okay with that or no. You can let us know.
Okay, but when is she coming back? That's the point. My mother has no one there.
In that case, she said that she's willing to start as soon as possible. That's the information I have over here.
And when did she give you that information?
It was right today.
Oh, it was today. Oh, okay. Well, I just need her here. I mean, she can't keep taking off all these days off, and my mom don't have no one there. It defeats the purpose.
Okay.
And the problem is what she has is. The problem she has is with me is because I told her my mom has a tendency of forgetting. So when my mom forgets, she needs to call and let her know she's not coming. Because she prepares herself and gets herself and come downstairs and everything. And she's sitting around waiting for someone to come in and no one walks in the door. And I think it's very rude. I mean, because we can always get someone else or we can get a new company to deal with. Because it's about the fourth time I'm going through this situation. Now, if she can start texting me like my mom told her to do, all she has to text me. I told her that. I understand that people go through things, and there are sometimes things that are out of our control. I don't have that problem with that. Only problem I have with, she needs to text me and let me know. All she has to say, I'm not coming in today. That's all. And she agreed to that. I had it on phone that she agreed to that. And she has not followed up on it.
Oh,
so that's the only problem I have. And that's the only problem I have with her. Now, if she can guarantee me that she's going to start texting me when she's out, then, yes, she can come back. But if she can't do that, I think it's disrespectful to my mom that she has to wait around for someone for a service that she's paying you guys through her insurance.
Absolutely.
You understand?
Yeah, absolutely. Understand.
So I'm saying yes. If she can guarantee me that she'll start being there, or at least text me when she's out, because my mom likes her. And so since my mom likes her, the only problem I had is that. That's the only problem. Her not texting me, letting me know that she's not coming in today. That's all. It's simple. I have to do that when I'm out on my job, so I don't understand that. I just don't understand why you can't say, I'm not coming in. Before
in that case, we will speak with her. We will let her know about it, specifically that part.
Right.
And after that, I will reach back to you to let you know what will be the next step, okay?
All right, thank you very much.
Thanks to you for giving me the call back, okay? Have a great day.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.